Hi, I'm Jeffrey Van Gogh, and I'm a developer on the Reactive Extensions team. In this video, I'm going to touch on some of the differences between the three versions of RX. All three share most of the combinators, and these are covered in depth in other videos. Here in this video, I'll focus on the combinators that are special to each version. Let's get started with Silverlight. As you probably know, due to the distributed environment Silverlight runs in, a lot of operations in Silverlight are asynchronous. Okay, so here we have a small application in Silverlight with a button, and we want this application to do some extensive calculation when the user presses the button. So button.click plus equals comma e, and then we'll execute some code. So we're going to execute something expensive, so let's do it on the thread pool. So thread pool dot queue worker item. So let's say we do something expensive, it takes 3 seconds, thread.sleep 3000, and then we want to say return this result to the UI. So we say button.content equals hello there. Now let's try to run this application. Let's press the button. And 3 seconds later, we see that the application crashes. The reason is that we're trying to put something in the UI from a different thread. And that's not allowed in Silverlight. Now, what we could have done is to, instead of just pushing the content to the UI from this thread, is to use the dispatcher to post it like this. Button.dispatcher.beginInvoke. And now, as you'll see, the application will actually run correctly. Hold, hang on with me while this builds. There we go. Now, the problem with this is that this is a lot of code, very verbose, and it's also not very composable. So let's see if we can do this in a different way. Okay, so in Reactive, most of the operators live in observable, and in this case we're looking for the start operator. So we're going to start some work, thread.sleep 3000, and then we, instead of immediately updating UI, we're going to return our result. And now we can subscribe to this result and use that result to update the UI. Okay, let's try to run this version. I need to click. And 3 seconds later, the UI is updated. So as you can see, everything is transparent, the UI is updated correctly automatically because our messages are posted back on the UI thread, and it's very composable because I can put any operator that I want in between the calculation and the update of the UI.